talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. Happy Monday, as Jill would always say. 84 degrees at Arnett, 84 at Slapout, 83 at the May Ranch, 85 at Lahoma, 84 here at Elk City, 87 at Hollis. Looks like Grandfield and Tipton, you're the hot spot in the state at 90 degrees. Out here in the Panhandle of Texas, 84 at Lipscomb, 81 at McLean, 85 at Wellington, and 88 at Odell, Texas. All right, let's see what's happening. Hope you guys had a great weekend. I think we got a few more showers there Friday. Not much Saturday, but it's drying out pretty quick, and forecast got us a couple days of rain coming up. So I know people are sowing and getting ready to sow and all that good stuff for their fall forage. Peanut harvest is coming up in a couple weeks. Speaking of peanuts, David Nolan with the Oklahoma Peanut Commission will be on here tomorrow. So you don't want to miss out on that. He's going to give us an update on what they've been finding out at the peanut haul blasting at Hugo and down in Caddo County and here in Beckham County. He'll have us a complete update on everything tomorrow, and then more on it later on the show. But Dana Zook with the OSU Extension office is going to be on Wednesday. Talk about a big event coming up for women up in the Oklahoma Panhandle at Beaver. So we'll have her on. Some other stuff she's got she wants to share with everybody. So we got that going on. So let's get on with it and see what happened overnight in the big ag world. Wheat futures were lower in overnight trading as ships arrived in the Black Sea seaports in Ukraine as a ban on grain from the war-torn country imposed by the European Union ends. Two ships sailed in the Ukrainian ports over the weekend and will carry wheat to African destinations, according to Ukrainian officials. The vessels transferred a temporary corridor established by Ukraine. Russia, in mid-July, ended the Black Sea Grain Initiative and the agreement under the ships, which sails the Black Sea without fear of attack, saying Western countries weren't living up to their end of the deal. Prices also may be lower after the European Union ended a ban on Ukraine grain. The ban was imposed on May 2nd amidst complaints that cheap imports from Ukraine was disrupting farm prices in several countries. Ukraine agreed to introduce measures to avoid grain surges and will put in place steps to control exports of certain goods to prevent market distortions in the neighboring member states. The European Union said it would not impose restrictions as long as Ukraine abides by the new rules. Poland and Hungary, meanwhile, put their own limitations on import of ag products from Ukraine, saying that cheap imports hurts domestic farmers. Wheat futures dropped 8.25 cents to $5.96 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade, and Kansas City futures lost 11.25 to $7.35 a bushel. Corn for December delivery was unchanged at $4.76 a bushel. Soybean futures for November delivery, $3.37 a bushel. Soy meal was down a dime to $3.92 a short ton, while soy oil lost 0.38 cents to $61.68 a pound. Let's see here. Speculators raised their net short positions or bets on lower prices in the corn last week while lowering their bullish bets on beans, according to the data from the Community Futures Trading Commission. Investors held a net short position of 138,000 futures contracts in corn in the 7 days it ended on September 12th. That's up from 96,188 contracts a week earlier. And money managers held a net long position or bets on higher prices on 67,475 future contracts in soybeans last week. That's down from 76,000 the week before. In wheat, hedge funds and other large investment firms held a net short position of 13,336 contracts in hard red winter wheat futures, up from 10,000 the week before. Speculators held a net short position of 89,000 contracts in soft red winter futures as of September 12th, and that's up from 83,000 the week before. There you have it. Things are moving around in the markets. Thunderstorms are possible in parts of South Nebraska, northern Kansas this evening and tonight, though severe weather isn't as expected, according to the National Weather Service. Some small hail or gusty winds are possible. In south central Wisconsin, meanwhile, some scattered storms are forecast for later tonight. The agency said storms like this will likely continue through Wednesday in that area. Frost is possible late tonight in parts of Michigan, along with a potentially patchy fog, which could be dense in some areas, according to the agency. There you have it. I've seen the Oklahoma Mesonet put out a future on rainfall for the next 8 or 10 days. It looks like east of here is going to be kind of like last week's forecast from what I've seen. East of here, like Weatherford East, they're calling for 2 to 3 inches out here, quarter, half, 1 inch in that area. So we'll just see. We'll see what happens. Well, I got a lot of cattle stuff to report today, so let's go ahead and give an update on what's going on with the grains as of right now. As soon as it comes back up, I was making sure it's up today. December corn up 5 at 470. March is 485. May is 493. November soybeans right now is 1317 down. Well, it's up 22, I guess. No, that's down. Never mind. Anyway, 1333 for January, 1344 for March. Soybean meal is down $2.40 at $391.20 for October. December is $388.90. January is $385.50. Soybean oil, October $62.34. December $60.89. January $60.29. Hard red winter wheat, December $7.34. March $7.39. May is 741, and July for next year 726. Spring wheat, just out of curiosity, is at 776 for December, so it's hanging in there. Cotton, October 85.97, December 87.25, and March of next year 88.10. West Texas intermediate crude oil, October it's up 26 cents today to 91.03. November 90.14, December 88.86. Talking to some of my buddies over at Weatherford this weekend, sounds like oil is going to go up and keep going up. I don't know. They're an oil field. I'm not sure that they know, but anyway, they sure act like it's going to get on up there. Natural gas for October is up today, 7 cents at 271. November is 298, and December is 339. That's about it. Today is Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Happy Cap Hour. We will have more on OCA coming up right after this OCA break. I see some of my oily buddies are listening over to Weatherford. I just got some sign language on my phone. Hey, you're in oil field. Enjoy it. I'm not in there no more. I'm out here in the real world now. Also, big shout out to Mr. Tony. He listens to me every day, he said. Met him over at the golf course there Saturday. He does roadside quail hunts for a certain delivery company around Roger Mills and parts of Custer County, if I remember right. Anyway, hey, Tony, hope everything's going well. Drive safe out there today. We'll be right back after this OCA break.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark. pivot, Valley Water experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
You've heard us talking about the 30-year-old ratchet that Napa replaced, no questions asked. A customer had a question about that particular transaction and that particular policy of replacing tools regardless of age. He walked into the Elk City Napa store and asked, "Do you guys really do that?" And the answer was, "We replaced two last week."
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
Hey neighbors, Ron Hayes for SEI Agritech in Elk City. You know, SEI is ready to help you with all your fall cover crops. They offer a multi-species blend that's great for grazing and hay. Plus, it'll help to address your soil health goals. So give the good folks a call at SEI Agritech today at 580-225-0317. That's 580-225-0317. Or stop by and see them on South Randall in Elk City today.
At Lone Star Gin, 4.5 miles south of Pampa, Texas on Highway 70, our mission is to provide superior customer service to our producers while getting their cotton ginned in a timely manner. We possess 120-plus bale-per-hour capacity, high-tech moisture systems, on-site sampling, and we move cotton in a timely manner from the field to the gin. With excellent hands-on marketing, our gin is designed to maximize profits for our farmers. Visit us at www.lonestargin.com or give us a call 806-665-0677.
You worked and you sweat and you worried for months over your crop. So why are you giving away part of the profit to someone else? Cut out the middleman. Keep your grain on your farm. Keep your money for yourself. A grain bin on your farm will never depreciate as long as you use it, and it'll make you as much money as you want it to make. Store your own grain in your own bin. Wall Bin Hoppers. Take a look at their website, wallequip.com. Wallequip.com. You did all the work. You should keep all the profit.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Currently here at the Gabe Gadget Mezzanet Center in our studio, 82.8 degrees. Looks like the winds are out of the south at 8.5 miles an hour here in the metro area of Elk City. Humidity is 44%. Out here on the Texas Panhandle, Canadian, Texas, 85 degrees. Heat index at 84. Humidity is 39%. Dew point's 57. The winds are south at 18 miles an hour. Wind gust up to 23. Peak wind gust so far today, 28 miles an hour. Sea level pressure is 1010.1 MB. If you wanted to know, just thought I'd throw that out there. Month-to-date precipitation in Canadian is 1.98 inches of rain. 8-inch soil temperature right now is 70 degrees. How about that? All right, let's see here. Let's get back to the future. Wherever it went, there they go. Live cattle, October, 186.37. December's 190.87. February's 195.72. April's 198.75. June is 192.47. They're all in the red a little bit today on live cattle, but feeder cattle. Taking a pretty good licking this morning. September went blank on me. There we go. September down 262 at 254.75. Still good. Don't get me wrong. It's just down quite a bit today. To October's 260.90, down 357. November's 265.72, down 240. January's 266.55, down 177. And March is 268.70, down 117. Lean hogs for October, 83.27, actually up 15 cents today. December's in the red. Rest of them are actually in the red. 74.70 for December. February 78.05, April is 83.52, and May is 88.45. Nothing else going on there. Looks like the Dow and the S&P and the NASDAQ are all in the green as of right now. Okay, I haven't done them both all in 1 week in a long time, so I planned on doing them today. Let's go over the numbers for the Oklahoma Weekly Cattle Auction Summary from last week. Ending last Friday evening, total receipts for the week, 36,446, compared to 15,000 the week before Labor Day. 40,457 was sold last year this time. Looks like feeder cattle made up almost 90% of it, slaughter cattle 9%, and replacement cattle is 1%. Compared to last week's light test, feeder steers were $3 to $5 higher. Feeder heifers steady to $3 higher. Steer calves $6 to $10 higher. Some instances were $20 higher on lighter weights. Heifer calves $3 to $8 higher. Demand was very good for all classes. Cattle futures continued to move higher, helping to improve feeder demand. Rain and cooler temperatures moved across the state last week. That kind of changed your attitude a little bit, and this improved the demand for calves. Slaughter cows were steady to $2 higher. Slaughter bulls, $2 higher. Demand good for all classes of cows. All right, let's just check out a few of these. There are some fancy ones. 67 head, 363 pounds, brought 375. Here was some value added to some 370-pounders, 390 per hundredweight. Let's get down here to some four weights. 471, we're bringing up to 339. The high end, 292, was the average. Some five weights. Here's some value added ones, quite a few of them actually, at $309 per hundredweight. Some 563 fancy ones brought 316. And then here was some weaned ones weighing 579. We're bringing 255 to 310 with 280 being the average. Here's some 620-pound fancy steers, brought 286.43. And then some fancy 717-pounders, brought 273. Some weaned ones were bringing up to 274, weighing 724. Eight weights, nine weights, eight weights. Let's go with some eight weights. Was bringing anywhere from 211 to 249.75. Some nine weights, 982 to be exact, was on their weight. 236 was the high end, 226 was average. And then there was 1,090, there was 20 of them, weighing 1,092, brought 211.50. Pretty good chunk of change there. Let's check out just a few of the heifers. Here they are. Let's see here. They said the younger ones was the ones getting after it. So here's some three weights. They were anywhere, average weights, anywhere from 358 to 375. We're bringing up to 321, but 281 was the average. And here's some six weights, bringing up to 266. 250 was the average on them. Let's see here. Here we go. I'm looking here, you guys. Bear with me. It's a long report in Oklahoma from last week. All right, here we go. Almost 400 head of breaker cows, ranging anywhere from average weight, anywhere from 1338 to 1391, was bringing anywhere from 108 average to 118.93. Top end I seen was on the big girls, they were 135. Boner cows, quite a few, 700 or 800 head of cows, in the boner class was sold last week, and they were bringing anywhere from 102.65 to 117. 128 was the average on the high one. Lean cows, bunch of them, almost 600-700 head sold last week. Anywhere from 880 to 1115 was the heaviest, and they were bringing anywhere from $69 per hundred weight up to $112 per hundred weight. So not too bad. On the bulls, not a lot of bulls in the number ones. 12 head looked like they were anywhere from average price was 132 to 140. Number bulls, number one to two, there was actually a couple hundred head of bulls weighing anywhere from 12, 15, all the way up to 1793. We're bringing anywhere from 103 to 139. That was the cheapest one I seen. Bred cows, medium and large number ones. Quite a few head of those, 50, 60 heads sold in sale barns in the 2 to 4 and the 5 to 8 year old range. And it looks like they were bringing anywhere from 1310 was the lowest to 2100 was the highest. And the average of just good class, around 1800 to 1900. Bred cows, medium and large number ones and to twos. They were the same thing, about 100, 150 heads sold there. Looks like they were bringing anywhere for average price. The lowest I see was 1,010, and the highest average price, 1,547. But there was some, a lot of 1,900, 1,700 per cow sales in there. And they were anywhere 2 to 4. Most of them were 5 to 8 year olds. Bred heifers, they was about the same as cows. Some good bred heifers weighing over 1,000 pounds were bringing up to 1,800. Cow-calf pairs, medium and large, number one with a, I missed that if I did. There they are. Cow-calf pairs, medium and large, number ones with 150 to 300-pound calves on them. We're bringing up to 2375. Cow-calf pairs, medium and large, number ones with the medium and large, number ones, 150 to 300-pound calves on them, bringing up to $2,000. Medium and large, number ones with bigger than 300 pound calves on them, about 2210. Medium and large, number one to two cow calf pairs with 150 pound or less calves on them, still bringing anywhere from 1,000 to 2,050 bucks. Medium and large, number one to number two with 150 to 300 pound calves on them, we're bringing around 1,300 bucks. And medium and large, number one and number two with 150 pound cat to 300 pound calves on them, brought 1850. And then we only had one, but it did good. One medium and large number one two with a 300 pound plus calf on them, weighed 950, brought $2,000. How about that? Interesting. Texas real quick, looked like they had 4,472 head go through the sale barns with compared to 5,800 the week before, 5,400 the week before that, or the year before that, compared to last week. Comparable sales of feeder steers and heifers sold $5 to $10 higher. Trade was fairly active on good demand. Some much-needed rain accompanied by cooler temperatures had moved across the panhandle. Slaughtered cows and bulls were up $2 to $4. And anyway, let's see. I'll scroll down here to their cows and bulls and see if they were bringing any more or less than what we were doing here. They had cow-calf pairs, medium, large, number ones, number two with 150-pound calves on them. They were about the same. They had 10 head come in there that was 2 to 8 years old, brought $2,300 a pair. And medium and large twos with 150 to 300-pound calves only brought $1,475. But they're saying that the cow only weighed 583 pounds. I don't know about that. Might be a misprint, or maybe I just don't know what I'm looking at. Possibility could be every way. All right, it is the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association week, or today. Sorry, I got something in my happy cap hour today. 10 head or 10,000 head, cow-calf stockers or feeders selling at the sale barn, retaining ownership. Marketing retail. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association has something for everyone. As cattle producers, we all have many of the same goals in mind. Profitability, stewardship, feeding the world with integrity, and protecting our resources, livelihood for generations to come. To become a member or to learn about ways to get involved, go to okcattlemen.org. okcattlemen.org. Anyway, Google it. Get on Facebook. They're everywhere. Anyway, it's a really good time to become a member of the OCA, even the Texas and Southern Cattlemen Association, Oklahoma Farm Bureau. I'm telling you guys, the higher cattle get, and they're going to get higher, the worse things are going to get. On the flip side of that, as you all guys know, when something's worth money, people want to come get it for free. So cattle thieving, there's been reported cases in the last 2-3 months all over the panhandle of Texas, Oklahoma. Become a member of one, if not all of them. It doesn't cost that much. $100 a year for OCA, $37 a year for County Farm Bureau, and I can't remember, $120, $130 for the Texas and Southwestern Cattlemen's Association. I'm telling you, between all three of those guys there, with the rewards put out and the people that they got working for them, the Texas Cattlemen's Rangers, the Oklahoma Department of Ag Rangers, the special agents, man, it's worth your time to join one of those associations. And you don't have to do nothing. Just become a member. If you want to get involved, seriously involved, you can. But other than that, you got a lot of things going your way when you're a member of one of those associations. Let's take an OCA break. When I come back, I want to talk a little bit about compost. I meant to do it Friday. I ran out of time. And then if you guys remember back in 1977, what happened down there on the border town of Texas when they gassed and beat farmers down there. Anyway, that was a year ago here, not too long, or however years that was ago, would that be 30, 23, somewhere around 40-something years ago. I bet you guys remember it, and that's when all the action started, the tractor convoys to Washington. Bad time. Dark age in the farming world. So anyway, that happened here a while back. I'm going to briefly go over a few things of that. So anyway, be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife, that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment, how am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral, because, you know, that's an expensive cost, and it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day, and you flipped the switch on that machine, and it generated money to pay your bills. Would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work. But yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards Weekly Cattle Sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
And once again, a good afternoon to Jimmy Clark's Great Stewards of the Land. This is Drew Cobb with your Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, September 8th. 1,767 head were sold. 10 head of steers at 404 brought 322. 6 at 489 brought 288. 7 at 533 brought 246. 3 at 607 brought 232. 11 at 649 brought 241. 9 at 814 brought 203. 3 at 895 brought 218. 5 head of heifers at 466 brought 257. 4 at 533 brought 246. 9 at 564 brought 262. 6 at 607. 202, brought 251, 10 at 637, brought 213, 14 at 696, brought 234, 5 at 792, brought 216, butcher cows were 52 to 124, butcher bulls brought 40 to 135.50, bred cows were 985 to 2150, pairs brought 1625 to 2075. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma, sale every Friday at 9 a.m. to consign. Call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095. That's 580-497-6095.
When your tractor has a flat, you're stuck. When your truck's on a construction site and a tire goes down, you're in trouble. You need help. So you call down to Blair, and they come to you. They answer the phone, and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed, Highway 283 and 19. On-site tire service, 563-2692. 563-2692. They come to you.
Hey, Today in Ag listeners, this is Jared Clark with South Star JCB. We carry a variety of wheel loaders, excavators, telehandlers, skid steers, and several other types of equipment. Please give me a call at 469-325-7466. That's 469-325-7466. Check us out on the web, southstartxjcb.com. That's southstartxjcb.com. I'd love to sell you one. Thank you and God bless you.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, I forgot to mention it earlier, so it's my bad. Anyway, I want to welcome a new sponsor of the show, Lone Star Gin out of Pampa, Texas. Welcome to the show, everybody, and hope you enjoy your fame and fortune from being on Today in Ag. Just kidding. Anyway, let's check out the weather. Here is, I picked Beaver, Oklahoma. 83 degrees, dew point 60, humidity is 46. Southwest winds, 19 miles an hour with wind gusts up to 27. 24-hour rainfall, zero. But check this out for Beaver, Oklahoma. This has got to be great for the quail population up the Beaver WMA. 5.24 inches of rain have fallen in the last 10 days. Wow, awesome. That's great. 3-day average, 4-inch bare soil temperature, 69 degrees. Fractional water, 0.9. That's on 10-inch one-day average. Sunset will be at 7:47. Forecast today, 89. Southwest wind, 16 to 20 miles an hour. Tonight, 61 with south to southwest winds, 9 to 18 miles an hour. And tomorrow, 86 degrees with southwest winds switching, coming out of the east at 8 to 9 miles an hour. So that is your forecast for the northwestern part of Oklahoma. Okay, let's see here. I got to do the cotton one because I forgot to do it last week. And anyway, let's see what's going on from the NCC, National Cotton Council. A lot of politics going on there, but here we go. In its September report, USDA estimated a 23-24 U.S. cotton crop of 13.13 million bales, 860,000 bales less than projected in its August report. That's a lot of cotton to mess up on. Upland production was estimated at 12.78 million bales, and extra long staple ELS production of 356,000 bales. Harvested area was estimated at 8.02 million acres, implying a non-harvest area of 2.21 million acres. The resulting abandonment rate is 21.61%. The national average yield per harvested acre was estimated to be 786 pounds. That's 72 pounds less than the five-year average. Okay, let's check out the Southwest here. The Southwest upland crop is estimated at 4.59 million bales. Estimated expected harvested area is 3.95 million acres, and the regional yield is 558 pounds. That's 125 pounds less than the five-year average of 683 pounds per acre. The Texas upland crop is estimated at 4.20 million bales, and expected harvested is 3.5 million acres. And we got, where was we at? And the average yield is 568 pounds per acre or per bale. Or per acre, that's 109 pounds less than the five-year average. With an expected yield of 693 pounds, that's 154 pounds below normal. Kansas yield is down when compared to its five-year average, as is Oklahoma's, with an estimated yield of 403 pounds per harvested acre. And that's down 277 pounds per acre. Quite a bit. The ELS crop is estimated 356,000 bales. Harvested areas pegged at 141,000 acres with the average yield of 1,211 pounds per harvested acre. Let's see here. They got export. Yeah, we'll surplus that. It's right here. Net export sales for the week for cotton ending on September 7th was 70,400 bales. That brings the total to 23-24 sales to 5.6 million bales. Total sales at the same point in the 22-23 marketing year was 8.3 million bales. So we're down, 2.7 million bales of cotton compared to 22-23. Total new crop for 24-25 sales are already at 400,000 bales. Shipments for the week were 129,400 bales, bringing total exports to date to 1.1 million bales compared to 1.5 million bales at a comparable point in the 22-23 marketing year. There is your cotton update. Everything else is politics, and I'm sure you guys don't want to hear about it right now. Nothing hot, nothing frying right now. They're just a lot of stuff going on in Washington with the new farm bill coming out and all kinds of stuff going on. So anyway, if something comes up in the cotton world, I promise you, I'll let you know. I promise you. I will. Let's take a look at the drought monitor from last week before we go to break. And it looks like all of northern Oklahoma, except for right up there where the, I think that's the Cimarron River. But anyway, no, that's the Arkansas River comes through there. There's a spot right there, I guess the north central, right there where I-35 goes into Kansas. There's some red in there and then a little bit of drought going on. But most of northern Oklahoma, north of I-40, is in really good shape. Now, when you get south of I-40, things change. And looks like got nothing major going on. There's a little bit of red there, and actually there's some D3 and D4 into Jackson County. Jackson County is the most hard hit out of all of it, and then Harmon, and we got some more counties surrounding Jackson County. Got a little bit going on, but nothing major yet. I know we're feeling it out there with that flash drought. And this rain that we got last week is going to be gone with these temperatures coming back up and the winds coming back up, but we'll be all right. So let's take a break, an OCA break. When I come back, I'll have your Hobart Farm and Garden ag weather forecast for somebody in southwestern Oklahoma. Be right back after this.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, cotton farmers, are you walking in high cotton? It's easier than you think. Have your cotton ginned fast and efficiently at Western Planters Cotton Gin in Hobart, Oklahoma. Bet you didn't know they have the largest gin in the state and the connections to get top dollar on your investment. They're located at the corner of Highway 9 and Highway 183, just north of Hobart. Be sure and check them out online. WesternPlantersCottonGin.com.
When you get in your car and you're headed out to Simon's Cat and you just can't decide on what you're going to have tonight, you got your choices between the double cheeseburger, the perfectly cooked juicy steak, or the Simon's Catch favorite. All-you-can-eat catfish fillets, served up family style, rolled in seasoned cornmeal and fried to a golden brown with some fresh-cut fries. And the best thing is, it's all you can eat. And that's all you can think of when you're heading out to Simon's Catch, located just southwest of Elk City. If you Google Simon's Catch, it'll take you to the front door. Or you can go to simonscatchok.com to place your order.
From local town councils to Capitol Hill, agents who are Realtors are standing up for what's right. We're here protecting property rights, here advocating for the issues that affect our neighborhoods, here championing fair and equitable housing for all. Because we are Realtors, bound by a code of ethics, driven to serve our communities. We're here for it all, here for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
Fall days are the fun days, so fall for what you love, which is the love of a brand new 2023 Cadillac from Cummins in Weatherford. Escalades, XT4, XT5, XT6, and the all-new 2023 all-electric Lyriq. A dream at a great price. Dream it, find it, love it. We have everything you need. Best sales experts, service, and hassle-free financing. Only at Cummins. Cummins Cadillac in Weatherford, just off I-40 and Airport Road. And online at CumminsCadillac.com.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You got to go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
We're living in just such a world of automated. You call somewhere and you've got to go through how many buttons and numbers to get to someone that maybe might know what you're talking about. First National Bank, you call one phone number, you get to speak to me. The ease and convenience, I think, for the customer, and then just the confidence that they leave knowing they've built a relationship with their banker, the staff as well, that they can call on for help. I'm Laura Carlucci, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Hey, I got a set of tickets here to go see Lady A in concert at the Lucky Star Casino in Concho. They're in Concho, Oklahoma on September 30th. Opens at 6 p.m. for all ages. Anyway, it's an opinion poll. This is not a trick question or nothing. Who's more important during harvest? The farmer or his wife? Text in your answer to 580-225-9697, and you have to put your name with that answer, and I'll take the third text. How's that? Two concert tickets to Lady A in concert at Lucky Star Casino. Who's more important during harvest or planting time? The farmer or his wife? Or the wife or the wife, the female farmer, or husband? How's that? And we'll do it any direction you guys answer to today. Anyway, third person text in. All right, let's go with Hollis, Oklahoma today for your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update. Currently it's 89 degrees, feels like 87, dew points at 55, the humidity's at 32, the winds are out of the southwest at 18 miles an hour, wind gusts 23 miles an hour. We got no rainfall in the last 24 hours. In the last 10 days, Hollis, you have 0.62 inches at the mezzanine registered there. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 78 degrees. 1-day average 10-inch fractional water, 0.2. Sunset at 7:44. Today, 92 with south winds. Tonight, you have a 20% chance of thunderstorms and 66 for a low. Tomorrow, 40% chance of severe thunderstorms, high of 94 with south winds 9 to 17 miles an hour. So I got to look at the text line. Oh, yeah, we got all kinds of stuff going on there. I'll get to that here in about 5 or 10 minutes. Well, what brought this up is farm wives, 7 tips to stay sane during a busy season. So Whitney Larson and Kylie Epperson both host the Midwest Farm Wives podcast, and they're going to share their tips. They do share their tips, but they got it in writing today for giving yourself grace, keeping the peace, and staying sane during busy seasons, because there's more than one busy season around the farm. Social media offers connections from a distance, and sometimes those connections lead to real friendships and even business partnerships. And that's what happened to Whitney and Kylie, and they've started this Instagram. They met on Instagram, and now they got this Midwest Farms Wives podcast. It was born. So anyway, it's a bi-weekly podcast, and it's, which is available on all streaming platforms, including Global Ag Network. All right, let's check out some of the, and you know what, it really is, it doesn't matter whether you're out in the field or if you're at home, it's kind of, it's an isolation time for many farm women, and they only get to see their husband when they take food to the field, or they need a part, or when they come, he comes in at midnight, takes a shower, and is gone next morning at 5 o'clock. So here's some of the tips that they say to give to farm wives. Give yourself grace. Any notions of being perfect need to be thrown out the window during a busy season, and we all know that. When it comes to meals, for example, it would be great to have a freezer full of pre-made dinners or a menu planned for the week, but it's not realistic. She says, I really tried to lean on grace, Larson says. If we have chicken nuggets two nights in a row, I don't beat myself up about it because I was able to get it done that day. So let them have whatever they want. Anyway, give your husband grace. I also like to offer my husband grace because I know he's stressed to the max, tired, busy, and still has more on his plate. It means a lot to me to do anything I can to make his life easier on the home front. And there you go. And just got to be disciplined. Ask for help. Epperson says it's helpful to recognize when a busy season is approaching and line up help before things get crazy. And we all know wheat sowing, Truticale, rice sowing's going on, moving, getting things, cattle, selling cattle, whatever you're doing. And then plus peanut harvest is coming up, and some corn harvest, if it's not done, is coming up. So it's busy. Maybe it's calling in on your mom to be a babysitter or a house cleaner. Being overwhelmed doesn't get easier from more things you add to your plate. You feel exhausted. You want your husband to come home so you can see him. But in reality, you want help because you've been at home with your kids every night. We love our kids, but sometimes we need help. Find your people. Knowing that you're not alone is a big deal, which is kind of a hard when you're right in the midst of all of it, Larson says. While she does have friends in town, she says it's hard to commit to getting anything together, not knowing what she'll be needed on the farm. Just knowing that you're not alone helps. She said they go to social media, find podcasts to listen to, et cetera, et cetera. Have a change of scenery. Get out of the house. Don't just be locked up waiting on the husband to call you or whoever to call you when something breaks down. Go outside. Walk down the driveway, kick some rocks, go to town, go to the park, take the kids somewhere, take the kids to visit their dad in the field. Believe me, he knows he's stressed, he's busy, whoever's in there, but man, it's just, it's that time of the day. Number six, be sad, but only for just a minute. It's okay to feel sad for yourself for just a little while. Sometimes you need to vent to your mom or your best friend or your sister. But don't vent on your husband during harvest. Bad timing. Sometimes there's no real reason to be sad except that you're lonely and haven't had an adult conversation for 3 days. But don't let that absorb you. Feel that way, get it out, and then go back. Get in your game. How about that? Remember, all seasons. This is number seven, last one. Remember, all seasons end. She says when planting or harvesting season begins, she and her husband are both optimistic, excited, and energized. Then in the middle of it, she said, I'm like, yeah, when are we going to be done? Keeping up with your husband's progress helps. It will settle your mind to know how close you are to being done. It helps to know it's a season and eventually it will come to an end. Larson agrees. Continue to be a cheerleader for your husband. She says, the men are also start really eager and energetic and wind down as the season goes on. Still, Epperson says, don't wish the season away. You only have your kids so long. So there you go. Excuse me. Got dry throat here. Anyway, I thought you guys would enjoy it. Okay, let's go see who won the lady. Holy moly, there's a lot of text messages in here. Okay. Farmer. There we go. A lot of farmers. Let me get to the next page because the winner's on the next page here. Okay, we got us the winner. Farmer Travis Ashley. But it's a 50-50 deal here. Wife visit farmers. We got anyway, Travis, you winner. I will have your name on these tickets to see Lady Annabella. I don't care. I'm not into the woke deal. That's what their name is. Anyway, thanks for everybody. One person texted in, don't have one. And then another one person said, just for fun, the wife. But if the farmer hadn't asked her to be a farm wife, they would have missed out. That's true. I said it, that was one of my tips in the Penny News here a couple weeks ago. If you don't like the farm life, you shouldn't have married a farmer is all I can tell you. So there it is. Pretty straightforward. Thank you for all the participation in that deal there. Here we go. So, all right. Over in Tennessee, there's some people, Tennessee farmers. One of the cities have banned using chicken poop for fertilizer in the city limits, and for the past 14 years, the Tennessee farmers have applied chicken litter to their row crops, but now face a local government ban on further applications. This is Matt Griggs and Bubba Johnson, along with some environmental court summons they're getting. This is elimination of the green practice because it's offensive to the very people who demand more sustainability, Griggs says. The same people would celebrate if I replaced chicken litter with 80 tons of synthetic fertilizer and blasted 240 tons of carbon in the air. How's that environmentally friendly? On September 5th, the City Council of Jackson, Tennessee, passed a motion 9-0 to outlaw chicken litter used on farmland within the city limits due to odor issues. Fifth-generation producer Craig's grows corn, cotton, soybeans, and wheat in the Madison and Crockett counties. Chicken litter is backbone of his nutrient program, and 450 of his acres, 30% of his total farmland, are within the Jackson City limits. He said the city of Jackson annexed my ground about 15 years ago, and subdivisions started going up, and they continue building them today. The people in the city say they want green food, but they move out to the country and expect manicured fields and a big red barn out there in the middle. The reality of farming is bugs, dust, manure, and all I'm asking for is folks to be reasonable. Jackson City Council's main office did not respond to anything on a comeback from Craig's. Craig's operation has long been at the vanguard of conservation, stewardship, and minimal inputs. The litter odor, he says, is a minimum nuisance. We truck it in, and it smell lasts about 3 days in the summer. That means 3 days out of the whole entire year. On top of that, I've been using chicken litter since before these subdivisions arrived. What about my right to farm? And I got it. I'm there. Court summons. Bubba Johnson grows soybeans in Madison County with roughly 400 acres inside the Jackson City limits. For over a decade, Johnson has bred spring chicken litter, but in 2023, the weather delayed his hand. When wet conditions closed the spring application window, he applied litter in August and got a call from Jackson City representative. They told me my ground was putting out an offensive odor, and they were getting blown up by at the mayor's office with complaints, and that Jackson has an offensive odor law, he said. In short time, Johnson received official notice In his mailbox, a misdemeanor summons to the environmental court in October. How many cities got environmental courts? How political can you get, he asks. The city annexed my farmland. I never asked them to come. Then they complain about the smell that will be gone in 3 to 4 days. But they don't mind if I apply a commercial fertilizer that comes from Russia or China. On top of that, the mayor's office pretends that this is about water quality. Ridiculous. How about it? Grow green and get called into court. Well, you guys have a great day. See you tomorrow. I'll have David Nolan with the Oklahoma Peanut Commission on tomorrow. The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark. God bless.